Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. And I will tell you that every once in a while, I have the opportunity to chat with someone who, well, has no idea how impactful they have been, not only on my life, but on the life of so many other people. And today is one of those days. Bishop E.W. Jackson, I'm thrilled to say, is joining us. Bishop, thank you for being here.
Oh, Jeff, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is my honor. You know, I look at your biography, and I think back on my own life. I grew up in Philadelphia. I had a part-time job down in the city of Chester. We sort of kind of crossed paths in Boston, although you obviously have been considerably more successful than I have been, and your accomplishments are truly legendary, but they're also inspirational, and I hope you know that.
Well, thank you, Jeff. That's kind of you to say. I don't know about more successful, but thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, can we talk a little bit about your journey and the sort of prism it gives you to take a look at what's going on in America today and maybe offer one or two observations?
Sure. Look, I'm sure you know then that I was born into a broken home. I was raised in foster care for the first 10 years of my life. And I remember being that angry kid who felt like, why aren't my mother and father with me? And if my father's not here to tell me what to do, nobody's going to tell me what to do. And I was running the streets and committing petty crimes and looking up to guys who had been to jail already. And I was really on the track to end up in jail or dead or, you know, committing some very serious crimes, because we'd already started committing petty crimes when I was young. And something dramatic happened. When I was 10 years old, my dad swept back into my life. I mean, I knew who he was, and I'd seen him and met him and visited with him. But he swept back into my life, took custody of me, and changed the trajectory of my life completely. I went from being an F student in fifth grade to an A student in sixth grade. And I often tell people I landed at Harvard Law School at a time when these schools were just beginning to open up and black folks were just beginning to apply to get into these schools. And people say, how did you do it? And I tell people it was my dad who told me, son, you can do anything you want to do in life. You just have to be prepared to work hard and stay at it. And while there might be obstacles in your path, there will be people who will help you along the way when they see you want to do something good with your life. And I found that to be absolutely true about this country. And so one of the first insights I'd say is this victimization mentality that's being promoted all over the country, even by people, black folks, Americans of African descent, who have become fabulously wealthy and famous and honored, is exactly the message young people don't need to hear. If I heard that message when I was at that stage in life, you might not be talking to me right now. I might be dead or in prison. But instead, my dad told me, son, go out there and get it done. Don't come back to me with excuses. This is America. You can do it. And I found that to be the true narrative that ought to be promoted to the American people and to young black people in particular.
So here's the question. Where are the fathers and why have they been removed from the lives of their children, in particular their sons?
You know, Jeff, I preached a sermon 2 weeks ago, and that was the title of it, Where Are the Fathers? And look, we know that from slavery up until the 1960s, the black family in America was largely intact. About 80% of black children were born into two-parent married monogamous families. And in the 1960s, something dramatic happened, and it fell off the cliff. And what happened was do-gooders, perhaps well-intentioned, perhaps not, I don't know, the Great Society program, but they came up with these schemes to reward people for having children without a man in the home, to pay a woman more for welfare, to kind of ignore the fact that men were being incentivized to leave the home. And now here we are, 50 years later, 72 to 80%, depending on where you are, of black children are born out of wedlock, and many today are living without fathers in the home. And those are the kids, by and large, that are running the streets of our cities, terrorizing law-abiding citizens in their own communities. And I say, one of the things we've got to do, all this racial stuff is not really the answer. The answer is we've got to figure out a long-term strategy for rebuilding families, because that's the only way these young people are going to be matriculated into believing that they have a future and having a vision for their lives.
Bishop E.W. Jackson is joining us. For my money, truly one of the most brilliant men that that God has ever graced our earth with. I really do mean that sincerely. You know, I chatted with Derek Wilburn on the air the other day, Bishop, and he talked about one of his great columns was about the old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show, and how he said that represented his life. It was an intact family that was striving to do well and was applying themselves and said, yes, let's study and work hard and we eat dinners together. And he said, in fact, he has been mocked pretty much his entire life for embracing those values. I mean, we have gone seriously off the tracks.
Well, those values are now considered white values. And what is an intact family? I mean, Black Lives Matter, for example, you go to their website, one of the things they say on their website is they want to dismantle the patriarchal Western nuclear family. Well, that's the thing that the black community needs perhaps more than any other single factor. And yet all of this stuff is frankly being imbued with a kind of Marxist worldview that says this is simply a manifestation of capitalism and enslavement of women and children into this kind of family. I mean, it really, the level of indoctrination that is being used, in my view, to undermine the vitality. And, you know, one of the things I have to say, Jeff, is, you know, I get so tired of hearing from people like LeBron James and Spike Lee and Jay-Z and Beyonce, who have become, again, tremendously wealthy, powerful, influential in this country, telling all the young kids in the country, particularly black kids, oh, it's a terrible country. You can't make it here. And I want to say, why don't we, people like me who have been relatively successful, say to them, you can make it in America, and here's how you do it. But instead, they're telling them you can't make it in America. But somehow they're special, you see. They somehow are better than the rest. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Bishop E.W. Jackson joining us for a couple of moments. Bishop, one of the things that you referenced, you grew up in Chester, Pennsylvania. And for folks who are not familiar with the city of Chester, to put it mildly, it is a community that for years has seen a crime problem. How's that for an understatement?
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay. Understatement of the year, of the century, perhaps.
Now, you come out of that environment, you get your head turned out right because your dad says, hey, we're going to do this, you're going to do this. I want you to take a look at what happens as a result of the George Floyd matter. I want you, if you don't mind, to speak to that and also acknowledge the fact that you are on the board of directors of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund with one of my dear friends, Jimmy Galliano. You've got a rather unique perspective on this.
You know, people are shocked when they hear me say this. I am 68 years old, and I have never, ever had a bad, disrespectful interaction with a police officer. And I say that confessing that from time to time I'm a little heavy-footed on the gas pedal. But and so I've been stopped a few times. I've never had a police officer disrespect me, never had him call me out of my name, never been manhandled, and I don't get stopped by police with this fear that they're out to get me as a black man. And I think it's because my dad raised me to respect authority, and when I deal with a police officer, I deal with him the way I would want to be dealt with, and it's never been a problem. Now, look, what happened to George Floyd is a horrible thing, and we all saw it on the video, and it was chilling.
Yes.
But that's not what's killing most young black men today. What's killing most young black men today is, first and foremost, black-on-black crime in these inner cities, and then you can add to that fentanyl and other drug overdoses, suicides. I mean, these are the things that are really devastating by the thousands, the lives of young black men. And yet, that's not what's addressed at all. What's addressed is the one thing that is, frankly, from a statistical point of view, is an infinitesimal part of what is destroying the lives of young black men. And I've said, you know, I really don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Don't talk to me about police officers and how they're racist. If you are not willing to address the many factors that are destroying, literally in a genocidal way, the lives of young black men, and you ignore that and don't want to talk about that, don't want to say anything about that, and I'm supposed to believe this is about Black Lives Matter. No, to me, it's about something very different than that, and we ought to call that out. And to me, what it's really about is a Marxist worldview that is simply using race to further its agenda without caring a whit about what ultimately happens to black lives.
Bishop E.W. Jackson, I am curious, for folks who, I doubt that there's anybody who has not heard of you or heard from you in the past, but there's probably one or two folks going, boy, I don't know who this guy is, but I like him. What's the best way for them to read what you're writing, to take a look at your current activities?
Yeah, best thing to do is go to my website. It's called standamerica.us, standamerica.us. And by the way, the organization I founded 11 years ago, July 4th, is our 11th anniversary. We are dedicated to bringing Americans together across racial and cultural lines to uphold our Judeo-Christian values, our Constitution, and our free market economy. And we've got a lot of people across the country who have joined in with us because, frankly, Jeff, we're the only organization in the conservative movement that is dedicated not to this nonsense that we're seeing of having white people bow down and all of this craziness, but actually having people come together as Americans with a mutual love for our country and a mutual appreciation for our Judeo-Christian values and work together to save this nation. So we'd love to have anybody who wants to join with us.
I will tell everyone that standamerica.us, wonderful website. Very happy to say that I am signed up. And I'll tell you what I look forward to someday, Bishop. I would love to be sitting in one of the pews when you are in the pulpit because, man, I would love that opportunity, I guess.
Thank you.
Inspiring just to hear you here. I can only imagine live and in person how good it is.
Well, look, I do live streaming of our messages these days, as many pastors are doing, and they can find that on Facebook on E.W. Jackson S.R., E.W. Jackson S.R. as in senior, every Sunday morning at about 12 o'clock noon.
All right.
Eastern time.
Well, very good. I'm still going to make the trip to Chesapeake at some point, but we'll work those details out later,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Would love to see you, Jeff. Would love to see you.
Thank you. God bless you, my friend, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for everything you're doing and your involvement with the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. That is, that's Bishop E.W. Jackson, just one of the best men that I've ever had the opportunity to spend some time with, to read about, to listen to. You've got to go to standamerica.us, standamerica.us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.